We've had a rich afternoon. Prayer was great. God is good. So I should turn the microphone off. There we go. I saved it. I saved my cough drop. Aren't y'all glad? Hallelujah. If you got your Bibles tonight, I want to go to Luke. I think it's Luke. Jesus, Holy Spirit, just different things here. Chapter 11. If this is not right, we're going to go to another one. Guess what? I was right. Y'all say amen.
Amen.
Verse, have we got the screens up? Not, that one's not on. Anyway, but I can read. That's good. I can read. That's good, isn't it? Hallelujah. The preacher can read. Amen. This is Luke 11. We'll begin with 9. Luke 11, 9. This is in red, so we know who's speaking, right? Jesus said, and I say unto you, so who's he speaking to right now? Us. Jesus says to me, ask and it shall be given you. Well, that sounds like a pretty good deal, don't you think? Well, what you got to offer, God? Everything that's good. Amen. Why don't I ask more? Because I think I can do it on my own. Everybody say, that's a wrong, dumb decision. That's a dumb decision. Cindy got it right. That was a wrong, dumb decision. Ask, and I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. Well, that's the gospel. That's good news, don't you think? I say unto you, Holy Spirit's wanting to work y'all out tonight. So let's all stand up if you can. Some of you don't, that's okay. Because, and I'm going to get up here just because I'm role playing, okay? And I'm going to be Jesus. And he says this. And I say to you, ask, and it shall be given you. This kind of stuff you have to stand up to receive. You can't do this sitting down. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Lord, I need my truck keys. I need whatever it might be. You got something?
Truck keys.
You got them. Daddy, you got them.
No, I'm believing that you
got them. He's in agreement with me. He and I are on the same page. The rest of y'all got to catch up. All right. Ask and you shall be given you. Ann and I worked that out, what day was that, Ann? Friday? Whatever. She's not listening as usual. But anyway.
Friday.
And it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. But we have something to do. We have to ask. And we have to seek. Knock and it shall be opened to you. So in other words, the door is shut. But God will open doors for you.
Yes,
if you knock.
Yes.
And you're not the big bad wolf. I'm going to huff and puff. Open this door, three little pigs. And that's not how this is all about. It's not three little pigs. This is about God and us. We have entrance to him. But we have to do it appropriately. Ask. Seek. And you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Everybody say, the doors are opening for me. I'm asking God for lots of great things. I'm seeking everything that's lost. I'm knocking on the door of heaven. Lynn, what was that old song Dylan used to sing? Knock, knock, knock on the doors of heaven. We're knocking. God says, come in. Come in. Come on in. Come on in. Well, I'm not dressed right. I don't know if I need to be here. God is not doing that. He said, ask, it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. We have to ask. We have to seek. He is our, what do you call that? Lost and found department. That's God. Lost and found. A lost, you know, God, hallelujah. We lost everlasting life with the help of Adam and Eve. But we found eternal life through the Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. All we have to do is believe in Him.
Yeah.
I would say a Sunday night crowd in the middle of downtown Oklahoma at 25-7, believe.
Right.
Or we wouldn't be here. But God teaches the believers. He encourages us.
Yeah.
He fills us with His Spirit. He looks at us eye to eye, Janice, and says, I love you. He may even say this to you. I find no fault in you. Now, when you hear that from God, it'll melt you into a puddle. Because He means it. How could He say that? Because there's no fault in us in Him. We have been made right with God. Our righteousness is as filthy rags. But the law of faith. We've been made right with God by faith.
Yes.
Abraham taught us that, and it's come all the way down to where we are today. Jesus said that. Okay, so turn around, look at three people and say, ask, seek, and knock. Don't get them out of order now. You get all confused. You may be seated, thank y'all. But I really felt the Holy Spirit just said they need to stand up to hear God this. Say this, and I'm not God, but I'm speaking in His behalf. Okay, let's read on. Verse 10. For everyone that asks receives, and he that seeketh find, and to him that knocketh it shall be. Now, does that sound so like verse 9? He's just repeating himself, so it bears repeating. Have you ever said something to someone that needed to be repeated? Why would that need to be repeated? Because they wasn't listening to start with. Amen. Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. Most of us men got selective hearing, don't we, Larry? I hear you, but you can't come in. Amen. Hallelujah. For everyone that asks, receives. He that seeks, finds. Him that knocks, it shall be opened. Verse 11. If a son, now this sort of changes gears here. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone?
No.
Or if he asks for a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent?
No.
Verse 12. Or if he shall ask for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? 13. If ye then, being evil, are natural, earthly, carnal, know how to give good gifts to your children. None of us going to give our children a scorpion if he wants a boiled egg. Amen? How many of y'all like boiled eggs? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Ooh. Y'all got more than 50%.
What Terry does
too. Lee and I just like to hunt them. Gotcha. How much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? Let's just camp here for a second. If I, being natural, carnal, not spiritual at all, but know how to give good gifts to our children. Why do we know how? Because we love them. You're not going to do anything to harm them, right? If we know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more of all the gifts God could give? This is what he said he'll give you. You know what that means? He just gave you himself. Because the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit is God. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit. Amen? And of course, on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was poured out upon all flesh. And we seem to not teach enough and reject or whatever the deal is about praying in tongues. And I want to clear this up. Praying in tongues is not the only thing that says and means that you are spirit-filled. It is the number one evidence. But if you're speaking in tongues and still not living in love, there's a question. Are you experiencing the peace and the joy of a relationship? I got this friend who lives down in Florida. Man, he's got a boat. He's got all this good stuff. I like to talk to him on the phone. His name is Lynn Morgan. But the Heavenly Father gives you himself. He pours his Spirit inside you. What better gift could he give? Nothing. I want to be like God.
Yeah.
Well, receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Receive this scripture right here. And you're going to get a different language. You're going to get love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, gentleness, and all that stuff, all those nine of them. You're going to get that to go with it. And if those nine aren't working, I might want to improve on all of it, don't you think?
Yeah.
I've met some tongue-talking people that are some of the meanest people I ever knew. They religious, too. You're going to hell because you got your hair cut. I don't mean to be picking on anyone because there's a lot of stuff out there. She did do that. But she ain't gone to hell yet. She don't. You think she's going?
No.
Oh, okay. So we'll clear it up. Boy, if she did, you ain't got no hope to talk. How much more? Everybody say more. Does it, as a father, does it excite you to be able to give gifts to your children? Oh, it's more blessed to give than it is to receive, isn't it? Just to see their faces light up on Christmas morning or something like that, you know, you give them a bicycle and all that kind of stuff. Man, we go in debt buying stuff to give them, right?
No.
No. Jay said, no, we don't. I'm speaking generally.
Horrible confession.
I repent. Oh, Holy Spirit stabbing his fingers at me. We need to get back to the text. I'm not the voice of your Heavenly Father. Give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him. I would say this as well. How many of us got a gift somewhere along in our life that was just very special? Me, right? A second, okay. What was the first?
Okay,
I'm it. Anybody else? I got a bicycle. Go ahead.
I got my grandmother's engagement ring, daddy's mother, that I never met because she died when daddy was five.
Oh.
And my great-grandmother gave me her engagement ring.
That's special.
Anyone else got anything to compare? I got a bicycle for Christmas, 26-inch, silver, 3-speed. It was on Christmas morning. It was colder than I don't know what. But I rode that dude around the block. I couldn't go but one time, Carol, because I was freezing after that. And I'd go in, warm up, and take off again. That was a special gift. But nothing can compare to what God has given us. And wrapped up in the Holy Spirit, is everything that he has and is. All of our provision for all of our life. He's weighed the balance of the oceans and the land in his hands. You think he has a problem figuring us out? I don't think so. 14, please. Here we go. This is, boy, it's changing gears here again. And he was casting out a devil. Who's he? Jesus. And it was dumb. And it came to pass when the devil was gone out, the dumb spake. And the people wondered. That's pretty concise. So there's a dumb spirit. We'll read 15. That's good. But some of them said, he cast out devils with Beelzebub, the chief of the devils. So we'll go back to 14, please. So there's another story comes right after that. But he was casting out a devil. The Bible says that we'll do the things that he did and even greater things. Do you think there are devils out there today? I heard the word plenty. And it was dumb. This devil kept this person from speaking. And they were casting it out. So, how do we know if you were in Jesus' shoes, which we're his body now, you come across this situation and there's a person here that can't speak. What are you going to know to do? And you are the man. You got to pray. Or the woman. Well, has he got something physically wrong? Is his vocal cord broke or something, you know? We don't know that, do we? Or is it a demon? We don't know that either, do we? How do we know?
Holy Spirit.
Discernment, the gift of discernment. It's that knowing down inside that reveals things. Amen? Now, I wouldn't say it was improper if it was a young person to the mom or anything I need to know. I don't think that's improper at all. But I think you need to know. This is what God has equipped you for. It would be nice if we could sit in our little sanctuary, warm and cozy, get up and go home, sit around, watch something, talk, eat something, and that'd be the hardest thing we ever had to do, Rose. God didn't call us to do that.
No.
He called us to be here, to learn, be equipped to go out there. You may run into a dumb devil tomorrow. One that can't speak. I run into other kind of dumb devils, but it's not what...
right.
It's D-U-M, not D-U-M-B, okay? 15 again, please. But some of them said he cast out devils through Beelzebub, the chief of the devils. Now, we've gone from Jesus is saying this, ask, and it what?
Shall be given.
Seek, and you shall be... You shall find. Knock. And it shall be opened. Ask. Seek. Knock. It shall be opened. And then he says these questions to these fathers sitting there, the men. Said, if you being evil or carnal, you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more? Jesus is pulling out some things here that there's a free... there's a relationship. There is a conversation between God and his children, right? Okay? That you can ask, you can seek, you can knock. And then he says, what about this devil? What about it? In the middle here of this sandwich is where he puts, I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit. That's the best gift I've got. The most powerful thing on the universe or in the universe is the anointing of God. That anointing will move mountains. That anointing will save a soul. That anointing will do it all. Right? That's the Holy Spirit. The anointing of the Holy Spirit empowers you to do the things Jesus did. Don't try to cast the devil out without the anointing. I promise you that. Or you'll get chased down the road like the seven sons of Sceva. Buck naked, as they say. Yeah. That devil done warped them, buddy. And they were running. But under the anointing, things change. Under faith, know who you are. Know you're the child of God. You have the name of Jesus that's been given to you. Your name, and Julie, we're going back to this a while back. I looked at you and I said, your name's Jesus. People, ooh. Well, really, it is. Okay, let's just use an example. If we were to cut Diane's head off right here and put it over there, and her body stayed here, she'd look a little strange, wouldn't she? Everybody's giggling in here.
I'm waiting on you.
So, if we do that, that part's here and that part's over there. But when you bring them together, they're one. The anointing flows like that. And if Jesus is the head and we're the body, I think we all can conclude this logic here. That Jesus and the body of Christ are not severed. We're together. He's the head. We're the body. The fullness of Him, all in all. Ephesians chapter 1. So if we are with Him, then the anointing comes on us like it would come on Him. A lot of things to think about right here, and this is, we're told I didn't have anything. God is just wanting to teach us something here tonight. Be prepared for the unexpected. Be prepared that whatever you run up against, what's in you can get the job done. Amen? Amen. I remember this story, Miss Agnes, of my granny, Nancy, our granny, Minnie B. She was on a road trip with some of her compadres from the church. I think they were in Georgia. And they came up on an accident. And I don't know all the details because I don't, and that's been a long time. But anyway, they got out and one was pretty injured, you know, blood and the whole deal. And they prayed and the blood stopped. How did that happen? Golly! This is not Gomer Pyleville. We're talking about God wants to save lives.
Right.
He wants to use you, and you and me. The best gift God could give you is the Holy Spirit, and people reject it. Christians reject it. We don't even believe in that. We think that's of the devil. They're calling God's best gift a gift of the devil. It ought not be. I'm glad I'm on this side of the fence because when we come up against things, the Holy Spirit, God, miracles happen. We have 9 spiritual gifts, gifts of healings, gift of miracles, gift of faith. And those 3 will work together a lot, just like bang, bang, bang. But be ready. And discernment of gifts, discernment of spirits is one of those gifts. We'll know what to do. We'll know what the deal is. It'll just come out of here. Well, that's a demon of this or that. Come out there. And Jesus was not one to ask a lot of questions. He did ask the one in the tombs, you know. He asked the devil and that guy in the tombs, what's your name? He said, I'm Legion. Well, so what? Jesus was not shaken. He said, come out. Well, we want to go on those hogs. We don't want to go, because when you cast the devil out, they go out to the dry places. Am I right about this? They want to go into the hogs. Demons want to possess things, be in things. must understand that. And don't be scared. Because what's in you is greater than what's in the world.
Amen.
But don't go hunting for devils. Amen? Lynn, you ever been on a snap hunt? They left you holding the bag and you didn't go back, right? No story about a snap hunt. Anyway, we don't want to go hunting because in the natural, we're no competition to the devil. But in the spirit, you can cast them out. You have the name of Jesus. You have faith. You have commandment from God to go in the world, cast the devil out. So let's do that, right? So we know what to give. We know the Holy Spirit is so special to God that that's what He gave us. And that's what Jesus did. Wouldn't it be neat to see a miracle? Wouldn't it be neat? I mean, something just off the chart. We've had them here. Sandy got out of a wheelchair. Been in one for years and years and years and years. We've had blind eyes open. We've had all kinds of things to happen here. Miracles. So, it's neat to see that. But what's happening here? God's doing things by the Holy Spirit. You can't see it, can't feel it, but you see what's going on. So let's just be ready, Faith Outreach. Because tomorrow, somewhere down the road, you may come up on a situation or somebody that, hey, needs some supernatural help. Mm-hmm. And God puts you right in line for that. Amen?
Amen?
The name of Jesus is the nuclear weapon of God.
Yes.
Nothing any stronger than the name of Jesus. The only thing that stops it is our weakness of faith. I said together, I have faith in the name. There's no other name like it. At the mention of that name, this is Philippians chapter 2. At the mention of that name, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. Every. The demon as well. He knows. He was there when he got kicked out of heaven. He knows. The church needs to be convinced as well. The greatest gift God could give you beside Jesus will be the Holy Spirit. Because it empowers us, emboldens us, teaches us, leads us, helps us. In fact, the Greek word is paraclete, which means one called alongside to help in time of need. We've all been there, right, Carol?
Mm-hmm.
There was a night not long ago that God was with you. You shouldn't be here, probably. The grace of God and the power of God. Yeah, absolutely. Angels of God. Amen. Wow. Let's go. Are you back up there, Virgil? Where were we? There we go. But some of them said he's casting out the devil through the Beelzebub, the chief of the devils. This is the religious people accusing Jesus of being a devil, casting out a devil. Let's read 16. This is very important stuff. And others tempting him saw to him a sign from heaven. They wanted to prove himself. Jesus had to prove himself to nobody. 17. But he, Jesus, knowing their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against itself falls. You ever heard that before? Yep. You think it's true? Yes. 18, please. If Satan also be divided against himself, like if Jesus is casting out the devil and he is a devil, because I say I cast out devils through Beelzebub. 19, please. And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore shall they be your judges. 20, please. But if I with the finger of God cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God is come unto you. Whoa. A devil don't cast out a devil. It's got enough sense to do that. Jesus said, by the finger of God, no doubt the kingdom of God has come near to you. 21. When a strong man armed keeps his palace, that's the devil and his palace, His goods are in peace. 22. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him, that's Jesus, and overcome him, he taketh away this, he taketh from him all his armor. I would say all. All his armor when he trusted and divided his spoils. We'll stop right there. The stronger is Jesus. The strong man is the devil. And there was a day when they nailed him to the tree. And he went in the tomb dead. That he went to the strong man's palace. And he took over. Jesus took over. He's stronger. He shook hell's gates, as the song says, and came up out of there. The father said after 3 days, that's enough. Come here, son. Boom. Heaven had his 19th nervous breakdown. And he came up through Abraham's bosom, picked up Abraham and Isaac and all that group, and Lazarus, who hadn't been there very long. Hey, boys, I'll tell you, I've seen him. He's fixing to come up. And there he came. Okay. The stronger lives in you. Jesus is that stronger. He lives in you. Devil casting out power, wisdom of God, peace of God, the love of God, all that is wrapped up in the Holy Ghost. Receive. Jesus said it in John 20, after his resurrection. He came into their room and said, receive ye the Spirit of God. He wasn't joking. But some people think he was, evidently. Let's all stand up, please. Yeah. Okay.
His employees are running the place and help make money for them free.
Okay.
So we need to lift that family.
Let's do that. We'll lift up the Dye family. This man's had his leg amputated. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. That's just praying the Holy Ghost. That's why God gave him to us. Father, lift up Mr. Dye to you. We pray, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that he recover. No setback, no complication. But Lord, he will recover and be strong again. And we pray for his company, Lord, while he is recovering, and all the employees. We speak peace and prosperity over this family, healing and victory in Jesus' mighty name. That name is above every name. And as we say, there ain't nothing that it can't do. Lord, so we confess that Jesus is Lord over this family, and something good is about to happen. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. Praise God. Well, tell 65 people you love them. God is so good. And I'm so glad to see you guys. Y'all make my day.